Mal Victor Grossberger.
That's to speak about being Mechen, the Issa being Mechen from one day Yontav to another day Yontav, or from Yontav to a weekday, or from Shabbos to a weekday. As everybody knows, one may not be Mechen, one may not prepare something from Yontav to Chol, Yontav to Shabbos without Erev Tavshilin, Shabbos to weekday, or from one day Yontav to another day Yontav. Important to know is, I feel it this year, we have Erev Tavshilin, which allows us to be Mechen and even to cook and do Melochas from Friday to Shabbos. But it doesn't allow us to do anything on Thursday for Shabbos. It's a common people could don't have. Thursday, the first day Yom Tov, even with the Erev Tavshilin, you're not allowed to do anything from Thursday for Shabbos. Erev Tavshilin is only matter Yom Tov Asomachloi. Erev Tavshilin is only matter from Friday. Thursday is just like any other day, and you're not allowed to be Mechin from Thursday for Shabbos, and you're not allowed to be Mechin from first day Yom Tov to second day Yom Tov. What does it mean you know how to be Mechin from one day onto to another? We're not talking about here doing a melocha. I'd rather you know how to do a melocha for a different day. Even to do any work, not work, any maisa, even not a lamates melochas, any maisa which you're doing now for tomorrow, you're not allowed to do. So, even something which you would be allowed to do on Shabbos, like, we should see exactly the thing, but let's say moving something from there to there, which you're allowed to do on Shabbos, you're allowed to move something, it's not muksa, there's no problem with it. But because you're not doing it for Shabbos, you're doing it for Chol, or you're not doing it, you're doing it for tomorrow, you're doing it not for first day Yom Tov, you're doing it on first day Yom Tov for second day Yom Tov, so it's also to do it even though it's not a melocha at all. Any tircha, like setting a table for tonight, for first day Yom Tov to second day Yom Tov, let's speak about that, it's the easiest. And as everybody knows, like Shalosh Chodesh, after Shalosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to clear the table, because you're clearing the table, so especially now, it's coming winter, so if you eat Shalosh Chodesh, mamash just before Nacht, so you're not allowed to clear the table, even though all you're doing is taking the plates into the other room, you're not allowed to clear the table, because you're clearing the table just to save you the time of doing it the next day. You're doing it now to save you the time of doing it the next day. So it's not a melacha. But if it's in the summertime and you're going to eat Shalosh Chodesh at 7 o'clock, then you've got another 3 hours and you want to clean. So there's no suffix, you're allowed to. The ikka is you're doing it now only to gain time Motzei Shabbos, or gain time second day Yom Tov. This is the issa fin achona. And even if you're just sitting there for, even in the winter, if you're sitting there for just half an hour, but Lamasa, it's more Salav, you don't like it and everything, so you're doing it for now. You're doing it for now, you're Zicha allowed to. Does it push it? No Chazach, in the Issa Achona, it's common, let's say you're cleaning the table, even let's say Friday night or Shabbos morning, and you want to, it's not Negeah from one Yantar to another, but it's Negeah on the Shabbos. You're cleaning the table and you're taking away the dishes, so you're putting them in the dishwasher. So that is zecher mutter to put it in the dishwasher. Even though you could say, I should leave it on the side. But Rabbi Falk brings in a sefer, a difference between a dishwasher and a washing machine. A dishwasher is a closet. We leave there things, besides being only a keli shomel, it's not just a keli shomel after it's a keli, which is used, so good for mekoyma. People leave their kelim in the dishwasher till they use them. It's one of their cupboards. So meila, it's the cupboard you put it in when they're dirty, it's what you take out when they're clean. So the thing does not become, even a keli shomel after it's you're allowed to use it, so good for mekoyma. So you're allowed to take it and put things in, so when you're cleaning the table, you don't have to go and put it and leave it on the side in the kitchen, you can put it straight in the dishwasher, zokta. Or enough gemina, a washing machine, you don't put things in the washing machine when they're dry, you don't leave them there after they're washed, you don't leave them there. Most people have a washing basket to put their dirty washing in, they don't leave it in there because you have to separate this from that and this and that. So a washing machine is mamash a mukam, which is mlachta le issa, and when you're doing it as a cheshbon, he says it's mukta, you shouldn't put things in a washing machine on Shabbos. Sometimes you have something. Well, not a sort, boira, sort. Well, I don't know how, if you're putting it in, sometimes it's nothing, and you get each person, so there it might not be boira anyway. When you're, depends how you're taking it, yeah, how you've got it in your hand. Yeah, no, sometimes you might have a very wet thing or something, and then your mom should want to put it in the washing machine. Kenzai is also even to touch the washing machine as a Und das ist eine Sache. So, the Negea Dike Scheile is to take out things on Yom Tov Rishon to Yom Tov Sheni. Nowadays when we don't cook on Yom Tov, so we keep everything in the freezer and we want things to be fresh, so you take something out 5 hours before you use it from the freezer. So you, when you have a Yom Tov Sheni, you might want to take something out 2 o'clock in the afternoon today to have it tonight at 12 o'clock. So pashtus, that would be a chona, and that would be also to take it out. But the eitzah would be, the eitzah, simple eitzah, before we come on to Hatayrim, we're talking about after you eat, you finish eating. Yeah, I didn't mean that, I meant early. So the eitzah would be, the simple eitzah would be, you put it in one bag. Let's think, why is it also? Because what you're doing, you're going to the freezer now, we're talking about you've already eaten, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you've already eaten, and why are you taking it out? Because you want it for the suit at 9 o'clock. So your mama's doing the sachana for tonight. The eitzah, the simple eitzah would be, put in the same bag as your challis for tonight, a cake or something for Shabbos party today, what you're going to eat today at 7 o'clock. So that's one tocha. I'm just saying a simple eitzah. You've got a bag. In that bag, besides putting what you want for second day Yom Tov, put in one thing. I understand you can't take this is for this, this is for today, this is for tomorrow, so this is for tomorrow. Is it eitzah? You know how to do it. Oh, but if you would have one bag, and in that one bag you'd have also a cake which you're going to eat today at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, in the freezer as well. You've got a bag in the freezer with your challis for tonight, and also you'll have a little biscuit there, cake there, and that cake would be for 6 o'clock this evening. So you can't. I'm taking out one bag. So I'm allowed to take out that bag. I want the cake for this evening. I'm giving you an eitzah before Yom Tov. I'm giving you an eitzah how to arrange yourself before Yom Tov. Then,
I haven't got cake, I've only got
challis,
which I want for
that. Alright, then L'chayra, you've got a problem. L'chayra, you've doing a chona. You're taking something from one place to another place. In Hilchas Krisa Torah, it's brought, a Shamas is not allowed to go after davening on the first day Yom Tov and miss the Sefer Torah for the next day Yom Tov. All he's moving from one place to another, he's not allowed to because he's missing it. But after he's finished missing, he's on the Shamas. He's learning that. So he should learn in tomorrow's Pasha. He's got a Heta because he's doing it for today. So I'm advising, put a piece of cake in for today, so I'll do it for tomorrow. However, pardon?
He took out early in the morning, making a victim.
Or what's it early for? When is it for? You know what you're doing it for. So it's for tonight. So you're doing it for tonight. You're doing it for tonight. However, don't know why I didn't write it here. However, Rabbi Falk has a hat on this. Erhalt, you're allowed to do it. But Erhalt, there's a in Shulchanor state azoi, that when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, and Shmini Atzeres, those that sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres and Chutz Loretz, so when it comes to late afternoon Shmini Atzeres, you want to come in from Shul with Simchas Torah, and you want to have a Menschlecha house, and you've got no table and chairs in your house, because the table and chairs is in the Sukkah. State often in Shulchanor, you're allowed to move Shmini Atzeres afternoon, the table and chairs, out of the Sukkah into the house, as long as you don't make the Mamush Masuda, so you're allowed to do it. So for that is a shikul raya, that if it's a Dvar Mitzvah, then you're allowed to do what he calls a tiltul mimukam lemukam. That means even though usually it's osa hachona for one day, the other tiltul mimukam lemukam, but if you're doing for a Dvar Mitzvah, tiltul mimukam lemukam, it's shver. These gedoyim are very, very shver to know exactly the gedoyim. Aber Rabbi Falk Zokt in Machsel Yo, he's got a lot of simonim on this inyan, and he says that the pshat in that is to move a chair from there to the sukkah, to the house. It's just a type of achon of tiltul mimukam lemukam. Tiltul mimukam lemukam. L'tzoyrech mitzvah, yadzin, because Raya is otherwise you can't do it. You say Sefer Torah must be more worse than tiltul mimukam lemukam. Tzoyrech mitzvah, eating a Shabbos meal, zicha tzoyrech mitzvah, yavada. So he says the same thing would apply. It's his chiddush. The same, that's right, at the beginning I told you, pashtas, you can't take things out of the freezer. That's right. Pashtus. He says, therefore, we've got a first hetter here, that if it's a tzoruch mitzvah, and taking things out of the freezer would be called tiltul mimukam lemukam, and he adds in, it's not 100% muchach, that it's not mamash 10 minutes before the end of Shabbos, then you wouldn't be allowed to do it, 10 minutes before the end of Yontov, but it's still 5-6 hours, so you never know what exactly he's doing it for. Meila, he is matir. Machzel yo, simon, thing, you see that often he's matir.
You added that in.
Yes, I added that in. It shouldn't be mamash muchach.
No, you added the words in there with the moving chair. He knows what he's doing it for. There, you don't know exactly what he's doing it for.
He knows what he's doing it for. It doesn't look as if he's mamash doing it for tomorrow. That's it. It doesn't look. He doesn't look. He knows. He's zichah doing it for tomorrow. He knows he's doing it for tomorrow. He knows he's taking out the fridge for tomorrow. He knows he's doing the kelim for tomorrow. It's not mamash before nacht, and it's a dvar mitzvah. That's hetter number one. As long as it's a bit beforehand, it's okay, which anyway we usually do. There's actually a problem. We should be careful. Yesh lahachem is be careful that if it's a liquid like a chicken soup, you should put it into a liquid. You shouldn't let a chicken soup, some people are makel, but there is a zicha chumra not to let a liquid come out of the freezer and leave a solid, which is a solid because it's ice, and change into a liquid. You should only do it if it goes into a liquid. Therefore, you should, it's better if you put a bit of water in. So therefore, you should leave the chicken soup better in a plastic bag, not in a solid thing. So then all you do is you rip open the plastic bag, put it into a pan with a bit of water on the bottom. So that you, it'll be, that's the heter of neulet, of the solid changing to a liquid. That's the zeitig is. That's the first heter. First heter we have from Machzeh Elior and Falk, that taking out freezer is only tiltul mokum lokum tzorich yomtiv. Now we have another heter. This is just as everybody has this heter, which is the Gemara Zot Alamo, you know, there's a din, if it's raining outside and you have outside a muksadika item. You have outside a hammer. And it's occasional after this, so it's muksa. And it's raining and it's getting rusty. Are you allowed to bring it in on Shabbos? No. Why not? Because occasional after this, so you're not allowed to move. What does mechama litzel mean? It's getting spoiled. In the olden time, in Eretz Yisrael, the problem is mechama litzel. Here the problem would more likely be rain. So the rain would be disturbing it. So you can't bring it inside. Good. A chair which is getting spoiled, you can bring inside. Do you need the chair? No, I'm bringing it inside because it's raining. I've got enough chairs inside. I don't need a chair. It's a garden chair. I'm not going to use it inside. You're still allowed to. You see from there that the mokim pseida, you're allowed to do hachona. So who are then the Gemara says Be'er Shanel de Biyantav is mukse, you mustn't touch it. Aber koifin olav es hakeli, so it shouldn't get broken. So you're taking a keli and you're turning it upside down on the Be'er Shanel de Biyantav, you should kick it. Why are you taking this keli? Why are you putting this keli over there? Because it for tomorrow, to have this egg tomorrow. Because it's a mukim pseida. So any time you have a shayla of a mukim pseida, you're always allowed to put du hachona. So from there it's a chavichtig din that you're allowed to put something always back in the freezer. Even not back in the freezer, not just ice cream that if you leave it out it'll get spoiled, you'll put it back in the freezer that you don't eat it today, it's all for tomorrow. But even if you have leftover food on Shabbos or on any Yom Tov, and you feel that if you leave them out they'll get spoiled, you can put them in the freezer. Filim Tim Suleiman, putting in the freezer would be, we said before, out of the freezer, Tzorich Yom Tov, Tzorich Mitzvah. But it's not Tzorich Mitzvah, it's a Tzorich Sunday dinner, Monday dinner. But you know it'll get spoiled, the leftover of the cholent, so you want to put it in the freezer. You're allowed to put it in the freezer, because it's otherwise pseida. No, liquid is a different problem that you shouldn't, because of liquid salt, yeah. Your cholent may be solid. Is that the state? Noch a heter. So we got another heter. Seda. Into the freezer.
Out.
Why are you taking out? Mokum seda. Why is it seda?
No.
New heter now. Mokum seda. First heter was taking out, because taking out to the freezer is a tzoruch mitzvah. Second heter is mokum seda. If you have a mokum seda, you're allowed to take it out. Any mokum seda you're allowed to do achana. If it's a mokum seda, that's just a mushel to put something back in the freezer. It shouldn't get spoiled. The third heter is a big chiddush heter again, which that heter is lekula alma. Mokum seida is zicha heter lekula. Third heter we have is a chiddush. Shloim Zalman, Shmir Shabbos Kirchosa. This is a moedik chiddush. I haven't seen anyone say it differently, but it's a chiddush. He says something which you do out of habit is nishkan achona. Something which you do out of a habit without conscious is not hachona. Let's say somebody is learning Kemes Medrash on Shabbos. When they finish with the Sefer, they'll put it back in the drawer, in the cupboard. Now they're putting it back in the cupboard, I don't need it. And let's even going to say you're going to lock the door when you go out, and nobody's going to come in until the end of Shabbos. But it should be a habit that people should put backs for him. So it's a habit thing to put back the Sefer. Because I'm not doing it now, and I'm thinking when I put it back, I'm putting it back now because I want somebody to have it on Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday. You're putting it back, because that's the way, doesn't it? He's voiding Mekel because of that. He says somebody can go with a key on Yom Tov, even though he needs the key only after Yom Tov. He's not coming back to his house till after Yom Tov. He's still allowed to key on Shabbos where there's an Eiv. He can go and take the key with him, because he doesn't put the key in his pocket and say, I need the key today because I'm going to I've got a bunch of keys here. Do I do that? Before I put this bunch of keys, well, I'm not as much as the keys, but before I put this bunch, I say, I need this one tomorrow, I need this one. He goes, you go with your keys. As I mentioned, Amal goes with his keys, so he can go every day on Sunday and Monday. You also went out with your keys. On Shabbos, you can also go with the keys because it's a habit to go with your keys, it's conscious, so you don't feel at all that you're doing it as a achona from Shabbos to chol. He says you're allowed to. You'll tell me about you can put the food back in the freezer. I was mechadish before you can even put it into the freezer where it's never been. It's not a habit to put trunk into the freezer when you finish with it. Then you're already thinking, I need it for Sunday, I need it for Monday. So you're right. On an ice cream to put back in the freezer would have this heter, this third heta on its own. Because when you finish with ice cream, you put it back in the freezer. That's the third heta we have. So that heta would help you as well. L'moshel, l'choyot will help you on those that are worried about hachona on let's say tashlich. You go to tashlich, and you take this with you. So you're taking it with you, the machzer. So if you bring it home from there, let's think, why are you allowed to bring it home? So if you go, you're bringing it home, so you've got the same heta, habit alone. You don't think when you bring it home, because I'm going to take it, I need it for mincha, for my own thing. It's just part of you, just like I go with the key, I go with my machzer, and I don't leave it in the park. I go with the machzer, and I take it with me. Also, your zikha got heta, that if you leave it there, it's hefsed. But that's else if you're going to a place within an eiv. Because then you've only got a shayla of achona. That I'm doing it for tomorrow. But if you're going to a place outside the Eruv, then this is a shayla of chitzo. You're carrying it. You're doing a melocha. All this achana was no melocha, moving. If you would go to a place outside the Eruv, even on the Yom Tov, so you're carrying your machzah back, is not just a maisa achana, it's also a maisa of chitzo for tomorrow. So here you have to think of a better heta. All these aterium could be similar, you have to have a better heta. Even then there's a heta, because it might get spoiled there, a heta of, because the oilim is noig to heta, so you say it's a bizoyin to leave it there, or you say you feel bad to leave it there. So I need it for the first day Yom Tov, I'm disturbed to leave my machzah there. So the first day Yom Tov I'm already disturbed, so it's got soilich for now, and that is matter even hoitzo. There's a big chilik, kamtos, if you would go to do tashlich, where you're, oh, we got issa that could be carrying, because so you have to think of a heta. How can I do this so which this so is not for Yom Tov? Right, the easiest heta is to bring it back and to learn in it before the end of Shabbos. That would be the easiest heta. The fourth heta we have to, but al tachona, we've got a good heta. It's habitual. It's conscious that you take your machzah with you. The fourth heta we have is a shayla in poskim, which is, even though Marcel Yo says that Mishabur does not hold of it, but it's ungenommen heta das Teure Alter se Primogodim Zestapuk, and Marsham says you're allowed to, is to tell a goy to do achona. If necessary, to tell a goy to do achona, that means theoretically, after your Shabbos meal, you can tell the shiksa to wash up. Washing up beheta, you didn't tell it to wash up beissa, even though you know clearly the washing up is for Sunday, look, the Marsham you're allowed to. Marcel Yo says that the Mishabur ha nishtazoi, but Asachs and Mekel in them, that there's no issa of hachona, not telling it to do a melocha, telling it to wash up with water which is already in it. So you've got four etayim on the issa hachona. One is, which is Rabbi Falk's heta, the first heta is just moving, if it is letzoyuch mitzvah, like taking something out is a chiddush, take something out with letzoyuch mitzvah, you got a heta, tzoyuch mitzvah, if it's just tiltul mimokim lemokim, like take something out of the freezer. Second, if it's a pseda, something that's going to get spoiled, you want to keep the cholent for tomorrow, and it's going to get spoiled, you have to put it back in the freezer, otherwise it'll go bad, it'll get wormy, so you're allowed to put it back in the fridge, allowed to put it back in the freezer. You have a third heter of something which came from the freezer, like ice cream, to put it back, or to carry your key with you, or to put a safer back. All these are habitual maisim, which Rosh Hashanah is heter. And the fourth heter is to tell a goy. Other than that, is it Issachon?
You think what about...